Welcome back. We've got, because it's his favorite title, former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland and former Chairman of the RNC, your friend and mine, Michael Steele. Welcome back. You were talking on the other side about Republicans are kind of poised to do something about it. What's the plan, man?
Well, there's a meeting in the back in the garage.
That's right. I know Kinzinger had something, didn't they?
That's what part of this is as well. This, you know, there's got to be a resurgence of Republicanism.
Yeah.
Okay. Within the party, if we want this party to survive, it's got to be voices that level up inside the party, which is why, again, why I stay. It's easy, man, to leave and to throw stones at it, right?
Yes.
To look back at it, and as the Bible says, you know, shake the dust off of your sandal and keep moving.
Yes.
That's easy to do. And some people, you know, for their peace of mind and all of that, they need to do that, and that's fine. But they still want to be able to do a wrap around and figure out, okay, how do I reengage here? How do I fight? And I think part of it is, since our members that we've elected won't raise their voices, since they won't use the authority that we've given them to serve as a check on a rogue executive branch, which is consuming more and more of our rights, as you noted, you know, now into our financial and other data. Look, quick sidebar on that.
Yeah.
Y'all know that Elon Musk has all y'all stuff, right?
Right.
You know his little 19-year-old punks are creating back doors in all of these digital systems. So when his 180 days are up in this job, if in fact he does go away in 180 days, which I doubt he will, they still will have access to, you know, that information. The next either sane Republican administration or Democratic administration is going to have to redo our entire digital network because he will have his tentacles in that. And so we need to appreciate that all of this talk that we put out there about, you know, like, you know, the big government, you know, intrusion into our lives.
Don't tread on me, you know, right?
That's exactly what they're doing. So the reality is there are folks that are looking for leaders to sort of stand up and press up against that and make that case. What my argument is, don't rely on that congressman you elected because they won't do it.
No.
They're either too afraid of Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they're too afraid of a primary, or they're too afraid to just risk the job they have in order to serve the way they should, and therefore they say nothing. So people need to collectively come together. Don't wait for your member to invite you to a town hall, because the word has already gone out in the Republican caucus, no more town hall.
Don't do it, yeah.
We don't want you to go out and create these town halls. Do not do town halls anymore. We don't need their permission to gather. We don't need their permission to have a town hall. Have the town hall, send the notice to your congressman or elected representative and tell him you want his behind there. Or if he or she don't show up, now you know.
Right.
Now you know who they are. And you know what you need to do come next November. We have to take control of this. We have to, because the founders gave us the power, Mark.
Yeah.
They gave it to the people.
Right.
But the people are sitting back giving it away. I'm like, no, baby, keep it. Use it.
And how do you do that, though? Because in our district here in Northeast Wisconsin, we had a guy that, Tony Weed, he's terrible representative, and he won his primary not because he was qualified. He like owned a few gas stations and stuff and then sold them for a butt pile of money. And then what happened was he beat in a primary a state senator who like was a National Guard officer and was the Speaker of the Assembly or leader of the Senate. I mean, he was accomplished and he was not crazy. There was a different one that ran who's incredibly crazy, and I'm not giving him any undue, you know, whatever. But the only reason why this guy won was because he had Trump endorsed on his yard sign. He was Trump endorsed Tony Weed, right? No one knew who the hell he was. How, and it's a very red district, how is he defeated?
Well, I mean, look, ask the question, how many registered Republicans are in the district?
There's
a lot.
And
then what percentage of them actually voted?
Oh, true.
So I guarantee you, if there are just easy numbers, 1,000 Republicans in the district and 200 of them show up and vote in the primary, you've got 200 out of 1,000 people deciding who the nominee of the party should be. You mean to tell me you can't tap into those other 800 people? And I guarantee you at least half of them are going to be sane. They're going to want good government. They're going to want they're going to be aligned with the values of you know, Eisenhower and Reagan and Bush. I mean, they're not going to be these far right loonies that are seeking the endorsement of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where it starts, is how you organize within each precinct, within each district, and how you then pull out that vote that you need in order to overcome that. Because, you know, a lot of Republicans complain about their nominees, but I ask them, did you vote in the primary? Well, I only vote in the general.
Well, right.
The primary is when you get your nominee. I mean, you're going up against the opposite party in a general election. So then you're stuck with a guy because you don't want to vote for the Democrat. You're stuck with this right-wing nut as your nominee. And so what do? You decide you're not going to vote. And that chips away at the interest the voters have in participating in the system, because they look at the people who are being nominated and go, I can't believe the party nominated. Well, did you have a hand in voting? And what are right-minded Republicans doing to organize that other 800 voters who don't vote in primaries, who don't participate, to understand and appreciate they have a greater hand in shaping the outcome of that primary than the 200?
Yeah, and this is what, you know, it's fascinating to hear you put on the old chairman hat. We're talking to Michael Steele, former RNC chair. This is why he rose the ranks, kids. Now, the question that I have too is I've been in a series with the Niskanen Center. They had like a meeting of the concerned where it was like Republicans, concerned Republicans, former Republicans, kind of talking about what to do, where to go. We got a minute here. Is there a third party option? Is that something that's in the works?
There are a number on that point. There are a number of things that are in that vein. We just had convened here in Washington, Principles First, where 1,200 Republicans and center right, center left, independents, and Democrats came together to sort of continue the broader national conversation. There are a number of other efforts, and one in particular that you're going to hear a lot about in the next few weeks, that is much more grassroots oriented, bottom up focused, connected to generating energy amongst Republicans who feel like, you know, there's nothing I can do. So stay tuned on that. In fact, I will make a point to ping you and get in your ear and maybe even come back on and talk about,
I love that,
this effort when it is put out there. But yes, the short answer is yes. There is a small cavalry that we're looking to grow that will again take the fight to MAGA.
Nice.
And the infection that it represents inside the Republican Party.
Count me in on that.
See where we go.
Count me in on that. We got one more segment here with Michael Steele. I want to talk about on the other side, is this stuff that's happening, is it legal? Can they even do it? So we're going to ask about that after the break here on the Rational Revolution.